Radio presents Welcome to Blissville with the Bliss Lady, Terry Williams. Get ready to connect with inspiring, motivating, enlightening, and joyful guests who are following their bliss. Now, here's your host, Terry Williams.
Woohoo! Sometimes I think I have the best job in the world. It is so exciting to be able to hang out, interview, and chat with so many amazing, groovy people. And today I'm doing that with Catherine Hilker. Catherine is one of those amazing souls who can help you wherever you are in life. Whether you're stuck energetically, whether you need a little bit of direction, whether you have some stuff from the past that you just want to let go of, she's the one to turn to. We were chatting one day about how we would describe exactly what it is she does, but she goes way beyond the descriptions on her website. So welcome to Blissville, Catherine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm happy to be here again.
Yeah, I know. It's so exciting. And I can't wait to do it again because we already know what we're going to talk about next time she's on the show. How's that for future planning, right?
Yeah, I don't have a shortage of things to say.
Neither do I, obviously, right? Sometimes I think we fight to talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that I really want to put out there to all of the listeners is space clearing, and I don't want anybody to get freaked out that that's too woo-woo or anything like that, but it's an amazing process, and I was very fortunate this year after purchasing and renovating a huge project, a home, to have Catherine spend the morning with me. And
especially considering the history.
Yeah. The history of that house. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was the woman that previously lived in the house, was a borderline hoarder. She had a lot of emotional issues and actually got to the place where she wouldn't even let anybody come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So to have you come in.
And also the traumatic experience that was stuck in place there.
Yeah, definitely. For her, mm-hmm, and for her former spouse. So I have goosebumps. If you guys could see me, you would see that my hair is just standing on end.
What does that mean?
It means it's a good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Really. I mean, you came in and you did your woo-woo on my space. So let's talk about that woo-woo.
Sure.
We created a sacred space in my living room, and then you went to work. And what were some of the things that you did, and how did you determine that that's what you were going to focus on?
When I do all space clearings, there's a step-by-step process that I always use. And the step-by-step process that I always use covers a whole range of and layers of the kind of clearing that needs to be done, whether it's in the surrounding property, whether it's energetic interference patterns, whether it's predecessor energy embedded in the walls, and you know, there's a whole host of things that I do. And what I did for you is that process. What I also was very aware of was one of the steps that I do was very related to what was happening in that home in the past. And that is where, if you remember, I spend a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that process, and sitting in that process of allowing that clearing to unfold for itself.
Mm-hmm.
So my role really is to follow the step-by-step process and just to be a conduit of, and working with my non-physical friends, that's why I call them my non-physical friends, and give the instructions or opportunity to allow that process to take place.
Mm-hmm. So, and you do that through, obviously, what you've learned about feng shui and space clearing, mm-hmm, in the past, but you also tune in intuitively,
mm-hmm,
to listen,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm,
to what it is,
mm-hmm,
that the house and your friends, your elemental friends,
mm-hmm,
and guides are telling you need to be done.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You know, so I'm tuning in and sensing what is required, who may specifically need to be invited in at the moment,
mm-hmm,
at that moment. And then just staying with the process until I get an intuitive sense that it's been completed. Mm-hmm. So really what I'm doing is tuning into who's required, who, you know, the non-physical beings that are required to do whatever is required in that moment, and then just staying with the process, allowing the process to unfold as it needs to. Mm-hmm. And I kind of get out of the way other than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and mine was a major project. Anyone can really incorporate space clearing and feng shui mm-hmm. into their life, right? Whether
yes.
whether it's a limited space, could be a room, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Could be a yard, mm-hmm. and it could be personal, right? Mm-hmm. Physical mm-hmm. feng shui.
Exactly. I mean, in some cases, all you can do is a space because you don't really have the permission to do anything else. Mm-hmm. So a good example of that would be, you know, you're renting a room somewhere. Mm-hmm. You don't own the house, but you may. So you only have a say over the space you're in, or an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the ones I can think of at the moment. But, you know, there are circumstances where it's not really cool to do more than your own space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're limited, again, to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
mm-hmm.
you said, you don't have permission to go
to
about
influence things
else.
Outside of who I'm working with.
Right, right, right. That's one of the things that I absolutely love. I mean, I've experienced feng shui professionals in the past who have really not made that one of their key priorities in working with somebody. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about your work, is that you hold that space of integrity
mm-hmm.
for the people mm-hmm. and the beings mm-hmm. surrounding the space or the individual.
Yeah, because what happens is it creates flow.
Mm-hmm.
And my take is that when I do a process, whether it's feng shui, whether it's inner work, one-on-one work, whether it's space clearing, it's going to create change and get a flow going. And I don't feel comfortable initiating a process like that unless the person that I'm working with has agreed to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason for my requirement for the people that I'm working with to give me permission.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like in my case, I have other people in my household, mm-hmm. and I made it clear to them ahead of time, you know, that, hey, I'm going to have some work done on the house. Just want to make sure everybody's okay with it. And also that you know it's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was. Now, what if I would have said to you, hey, you know, Molly and Jeff are not cool with this mm-hmm. process. Would we have handled it differently?
I may not have done it.
Mm-hmm.
It would really depend on the specific situation. However, you are representing your family,
right.
So that's not necessarily me not doing something without permission.
Mm-hmm.
But the example of your previous neighbor's home,
yes,
that would be where I didn't feel comfortable
exactly
doing a process because we neither one of us owned the space,
right,
and we didn't have permission to do the work,
right.
You might want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had I lived next door to a property where it changed hands, and the new owner came in, and much to my
horror,
exactly, that's the word I was thinking, mm-hmm. and sadness, came in and tore down every tree on the property. Some of those trees
plus year old
have been
trees.
There for hundreds of years, mm-hmm. and they were homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you believe in elementals or not, they were homes to elementals. They were homes
birds.
To squirrels and birds
mm-hmm.
and bugs and mm-hmm. you name it. And I was literally mortified. I cried for days, and I had asked Catherine what we could do, and we had talked about doing a space clearing, and I mean, you take it from there.
Well, and I sat with it after we had the discussion, and I really came to a clear place that it was not appropriate to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it was not appropriate was because neither one of us owned the property.
Mm-hmm.
So what I remembered suggesting instead is making peace with things that happen in the world that are out of our control, that is disturbing. And how do we find a place of peace when that's what's going on around
mm-hmm.
us? That's really key to living.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I think that that's a great point. I mean, making peace, that's a key to your living and existing in any relationship,
mm-hmm.
whether it's human or animal, no matter what it is, any breathing, living mm-hmm. being, mm-hmm. it's a key to accepting that that's theirs. That's mm-hmm. theirs.
And that's not saying, you know, take a blind eye to mm-hmm. injustices and things that are wrong. It's about finding a way to accept that this is where we are and this is where things are at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we stay in integrity and yet respect boundaries? Mm-hmm. It's very challenging, and it's quite a dance to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this is totally off subject, but I think that you said some key things, boundaries, and stay in those boundaries. Many times, I think a lot of the turmoil that happens is because people don't understand and accept those boundaries mm-hmm. and recognize that it's a place for peace.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Because we don't know what another person's process is,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see as something that's wrong or bad may be totally in alignment with them and what they're supposed to experience.
Mm-hmm.
And who are we to interfere with that process?
Mm-hmm. Well, on the lighter side, when that happened, I remember sitting out on my deck, lighting a candle, and just talking to the universe, whatever it is you want to call it, and telling the animals and the bugs and everything else that my space was open, that they could come and live with
cool.
me anytime they wanted.
And you know what? Nature's been here a lot longer than us,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be here a lot longer than us.
Yeah, that's the truth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Again, listeners, we are talking with Catherine Hilker. You can find all of her information on the Welcome to Blissville page at empowerradio.com. There'll be a lot of groovy stuff and links to her website and her Facebook page, because, of course, we are social media addicts. I think we need to work on that.
Social media, something else.
And again, you know, Catherine has just an amazing array of tools to help you wherever you are at in life. And
flow is what I assist people with.
Yeah, getting into the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, one of the tools that she uses, again, that I had the pleasure of experiencing, lucky me, see why I love my job, everybody, is a process called Human Design. Human Design, I had actually interviewed somebody on my show about a year and a half ago, and very excited to learn that Catherine is specializing in helping that. So what is Human Design?
Human Design is a process that assists an individual understanding who they really are. And it's based on a person's birth information. It's based on a person's birth information, which, you know, the date, time, and place of their birth. And from there, what happens is I get a snapshot of how a person is designed to make things happen for themselves, you know, to manifest their dreams and goals, and how they're designed to use their bodies to choose what's correct for them, because there's a lot of different ways that we are designed as individuals to choose what's right for us, which is called following your strategy and authority. So at the very least, what I do with my work with others is turn them on to that. And it also helps me give my clients suggestions about what to do to make changes and how to go about making them. I think it's a key tool for me, whether or not they're interested in it, for me to be helpful to them. You know, so basically that's what it is. But what Human Design does, which is unique to any of the systems I have seen, is it incorporates the chakras, it incorporates the Chinese I Ching gates, and it incorporates a Western astrology and the Kabbalah all in one system. Extremely detailed and precise to an individual. And I actually just chose recently to study to become an analyst and go the whole nine yards with it.
Wow, and that's quite a process. I mean, I
yes.
know you've been doing it for a few years now, and that is really quite a process, because that's another...
Probably it'll be another 4 years just to cover the material.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it, I'm getting goosebumps again. I mean, I look at it like being a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are really taking on the role of educating yourself so that you can help
mm-hmm.
a lot of people.
It's very complex, and it
yeah.
requires that level of study. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
So at this what I am in touch with now is the two things that I shared with you is sharing people's type, mm-hmm. which is called, and their authority. So that when they know those two things, they can start experimenting with how they create what they want in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really goes beyond knowing what your strengths are because, you know, you read all this HR stuff that says know your strengths, focus on your strengths. But it goes beyond mm-hmm. that because it's giving you that inner authority. Mm-hmm. You know, you're really, you're kind of like diagnosing, but really fixing the problem instead of just putting a Band-Aid over it because you're telling people how they can flow, move. And
mm-hmm. and it's like, I mean, it's like saying, here is what your DNA looks like expressed.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I found very helpful for me personally is that I am designed to wait to make choices, but I have some pressure in my inner authority or my human design profile that pressures me to take action quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of the opposite of what I'm really supposed to do. And
right.
what I have done in the past is done things spontaneously and chosen things spontaneously, which have always been disasters for me.
Right.
And when I learned the hard way that I'm supposed to wait, but when it was concretized for me, I've really avoided those kinds of things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I really have. And when I don't do it, it's always a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find it interesting because that's one of the things that you pointed out to me was that I really needed to slow down and
digest
and digest things. And like you, I didn't do that. And over the course of the last 6 months, I cannot tell you how many times my husband has said, well, are you going to get excited yet? Are you going to get excited? And I'll say, yeah, I'm going to get excited, but just let me think about it
first. When the timing is correct.
Right. Yeah. Let me just mm-hmm. let it set with me so I don't do that mm-hmm. Impulsive, crazy-making stuff like I used to. Not to say that there's not a place for spontaneity.
No, and for mundane things,
right.
we have to be spontaneous.
Right.
Like where do you want to go eat? Wait, let me think about it and get
right.
back to you.
It's right,
like,
right, right.
That's kind of silly, but I mean, it might be appropriate, but it's kind of silly.
Well, yeah, I mean, do you want Mexican or do you yeah. want Chinese? We're not going to take an hour or two here. Mm-hmm. You need to decide mm-hmm. like right away.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, this is a process that's been around for a long time, not as long per se as
astrology,
right? Mm-hmm. But it takes all of that into mm-hmm. consideration, and how
well the I Ching has been around for thousands of years,
right? And so it combines it all.
Mm-hmm.
And how did the process start? I mean,
it happened about 25 years ago, and it was divinely inspired by somebody. He took a trip to Ibiza, Spain, and this material just started showing up for him, and he spent his whole adult life fine-tuning it and I don't want to say packaging it, but
kind of like
bringing it together
right.
in a transferable way
mm-hmm.
so that the body of work can continue, and
mm-hmm.
that's what he did. And what's interesting is after he did that and turned over the body of work to the International Human Design School, he left the planet.
Because his work was done.
Mm-hmm.
He accomplished his mission here
mm-hmm.
and was able to
And it was
really...
it was sudden, and he was rather young, actually.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And so are there different, like, different... So you shared with me that was one of the things that I needed to do. What about, like, there's different categories, and people fall into
the different types.
Yeah, different types.
Yeah,
what are those types?
There's four different types. Most people on the planet are some form of generator, and all generators are designed to respond to life so that with their open auras, they take in their surroundings, and through taking in their surroundings, they run that inspiration through their inner authority and then respond. So
mm-hmm.
that's most people. Then there's a group of people that are called projectors that are designed to wait for invitation. So not only do they have to, they don't initiate, generators also do not initiate, like chase after,
mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. Projectors also do not do that, and instead they wait for invitation. Their auras are very penetrating, so they have to be invited in
mm-hmm.
so that they are, so the other person is more receptive to their penetrating aura.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, stop there for 1 second.
Sure.
So if they're, if someone is really struggling in their lives where they have maybe approached people and it's not working out and it's not working out and it's not working out, could that be an example of maybe they are a projector?
Yes, because here's what happens. Most, there's another type called a manifestor. They're designed to initiate and go after what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the material that you find, especially marketing material, is designed for manifestors.
Mm-hmm.
They're only 8% of the population.
Interesting.
Yeah, if projectors uses a manifestor strategy, they're going to meet with a lot of resistance and pushback from others. So I always tell people there's two things to be aware of, so that two things to be aware of as red flags. If you're feeling resistance,
mm-hmm.
and if you're feeling frustration, if you're a generator, bitterness, if you're a mm-hmm. projector, anger, if you're a manifestor, and then the third one is a reflector, which is very small percentage of people, but disappointment.
Mm.
So one of those two things. Everybody will feel resistance, and then one of those four things that I just mentioned, frustration, anger, bitterness, or disappointment. Most people, you and I are generators, will feel either frustration and or resistance, and that's a red flag that we're not doing something right. We're not responding,
mm-hmm.
we're initiating, or we're not running it through our inner authority and choosing from that place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I've walked away with understanding crystal clear is none of us are designed to use our heads to choose.
Mm-hmm.
We use our bodies.
Mm-hmm. And when you say use our bodies, do you mean like your, do you mean your heart, your,
all,
you know,
of the,
your solar plexus, everything?
It depends on the individual and what their inner authority is. So some people, yeah, they use their heart. Some
mm-hmm.
people use their instincts. Some people use their intuition. Some
mm-hmm.
people use their emotional feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what your inner authority is, but it's all body based.
Right. And so by working with you and going through the human design process, you'll be able to say that this is what you need to tune into. You know, mm-hmm. like if you feel something in the pit of your stomach, listen to that.
Mm-hmm. And then start experimenting with it.
Mm-hmm. Tune into it.
Because even you and I may have a similar looking body graph, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
We have to experiment with how it shows up for us as mm-hmm. individuals. Because your process of responding and running it through your emotional clarity process
right.
it could be way different than mine.
Mm-hmm. It's truly fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it. Listeners, if you have an opportunity, check out Catherine's work and definitely connect with her. It will really
send me questions.
Yeah,
you know.
Email her questions. She'll definitely be able to
join my Facebook page.
Yeah, give you guidance mm-hmm. on it, and it can be really life changing because
mm-hmm.
it's tools that you can implement into your life right away.
It has been life changing for me and with other people I've worked with.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've watched you over the course of the last, and one of the things that I really found fascinating was about a year ago, I sent you an invitation to do something, and you said, well, I really have to give it a couple of days. I'll let you know. And I thought, wow, I never heard that response before. But now that I'm using that same tool, because that's part of my
mm-hmm.
Makeup,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really been life-changing.
And it doesn't mean life is easier. It
mm-hmm.
does mean, though, we tap into flow. So why not get in the canoe and go with the current and choose the right stream
mm-hmm.
than the opposite, being on the wrong river, going in the wrong direction.
Right.
Life's really painful if that's where you are.
Right. Well, you know, my husband used to say to me all the time, you're fighting it so much and it's not working. What does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
He has not said that to me in the last year because I'm really tuning in. So I'm very grateful to that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That delights me that you're saying that.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing process. So with that, my dear friend, we are down to the wire here. Doesn't it go by fast?
Yes.
Crazy fast.
I know, I agree.
Like, we could just sit here and talk forever.
Uh-huh. Well, I always feel like that with you anyway.
I was just going to say that. So, as you know, when I close my shows, I really like my guests to just give a tidbit on how people can go out and live their bliss.
I guess what I would suggest is find a way to live in flow, which means pay attention to times when you're feeling resistance or paying attention to times where you're not paying attention to your body and really look at what's going on and move toward flow. Because for me personally, flow is how I get to where I want to go with the most joy and ease.
Look at that. Goosebumps again, sister. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.